Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 29th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration announced new flight rules for drones. All drones weighing 0.55 pounds or more will be required to broadcast a unique remote ID over radio frequency, eliminating the need to connect to the internet to transmit location data. Remote ID systems will also be required for smaller drones under specific flight circumstances. Drone makers have 18 months to equip drones with remote ID systems. Drone operators then have another year on top of that before remote ID must be used on drones. The rules also allow for at-night operations when equipped with anti-collision lights, flying over moving vehicles, and over groups of people under specific flight conditions. Citizens in Los Angeles County can now add COVID-19 vaccination proof in Apple Wallet and Google Pay for passes. This comes from a partnership between the county and the health startup HealthVana, which specializes in delivering test results to patients with HIV. The virtual ticket can also be used to remind users when it's time to take the second dose of the vaccine. Paper vaccination proof cards are still available in the county. HealthVana said that all information from the virtual cards is stored on Amazon Web Services servers that are in accordance with HIPAA. Following the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit against Ripple Labs over its XRP cryptocurrency, Coinbase announced it will suspend all trading of XRP as of January 19th. Customer wallets containing XRP currency will remain available for deposit and withdrawal functionality after the suspension. Coinbase first listed XRP for public trading in February 2019. Amazon said that during the holiday shopping season, the company delivered 1.5 billion items to customers. Worldwide third-party sales on Amazon's marketplace rose more than 50% in the year. According to a recent report by MasterCard, U.S. e-commerce sales from November 1st through December 24th grew 47.2% of the year, with online sales accounting for 19.7% of overall retail spending. An update to the Google Camera app on the Pixel 5 and 4a 5G removed the ability to use the phone's ultra-wide camera in astrophotography mode. On the Google Camera support page, Google now says the mode is only available on zoom settings equal to or greater than 1x, meaning it's limited to the phone's standard wide-angle lens. Night sight mode remains available on the ultra-wide camera. It's unknown why Google made the change. LG announced that it's adopting mini LEDs for its 2021 premium LCD 8K and 4K TVs branded as QNED. These TVs will use 30,000 tiny LEDs as a backlight with support for 2,500 dimming zones, resulting in better contrast and color accuracy. LG still plans to use OLED displays for its top-end models. Mini LEDs are a different technology from micro LEDs, which don't require a backlight or traditional color filters. A PDF obtained by MacRumors details Launch at Apple, a mentorship program that's designed for first-generation college students, which is accepting applications now and set to begin in early 2021. The program will focus on freshmen and sophomores majoring in finance, mathematics, economics, business, data analytics, and accounting, offering one-on-one mentoring with Apple employees with the possibility of job shadowing and paid internships. The PDF says college students have until January 8th to apply. Samsung opened up a reservation system to save a pre-order slot for the upcoming Galaxy S21. A pre-order reservation doesn't require a deposit, just a name, email address, and zip code. Customers can also get a quote on trade-ins during the reservation. Samsung has not formally announced when the S21 will actually be released, although Android Authority sources say it will be announced on January 14th. And finally, the 400-year-old Japanese logging company Sumitomo Forestry is working with Kyoto University to build the first satellites out of wood. Initial tests will look at how different wood types and treatments hold up to extreme environments on Earth, with plans to have an initial satellite ready for launch in 2023. Wood satellites would burn up upon re-entry and not risk releasing harmful substances into the atmosphere. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.